Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph Pesachim 41. And today's Daf Yomi, we turn to the Gemara in the middle of 41a, which cites a Mishnah on previous Daf. And the Mishnah states, Ein Mevashlin Es HaPesach, that you know how to cook the Paschal lamb, you know how to boil the Paschal lamb, a little bit mashkin, not with liquids, a little bit made peros, or not with water or with fruit juices. And basically the Paschal lamb is required to be roasted, and you're not allowed to boil it on a pot. So the Gemara explains, the Gemara cites a brisa, because it says with respect to the Korban Pesach in Exodus 12, verse 9, Al tochu mimenu na, do not eat it raw, uvashel mevushal b'mayim, don't eat it cooked in water. And we can infer from this, eli ela b'mayim, we learn from this verse that it's only prohibited to cook it in water. However, when it is cooked with sha'ar mashkin, with other liquids, minayin, how do we know that it's prohibited to eat it? So the Gemara says, Amris kal v'chomer. We can make a logical argument from the weaker one to the stronger one. U'mamayim she'im mefigin tamon. If with respect to water it's prohibited, and water does not give any taste into the meat, it's just water, it doesn't give any taste. Nevertheless, asurin, nevertheless, we're going to say it's prohibited to eat the Paschal lamb that was cooked in water. Shar mashkin, all other liquids, like, for example, fruit juice, shemefigin tamam, that give a much stronger taste, well, kol shekein, for sure that it should be prohibited to cook the Paschal lamb with these fruit juices. So that's what the brisa says. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says we're going to learn the prohibition of cooking in the Paschal lamb in fruit juice from the verse itself, because it says, Uvashel mevushal b'mayim. You can't eat it raw, or you can't eat it cooked b'mayim, in the water. Eli ela mayim. I only know that it's prohibited in water. Shar mashkin minayin. How do we know other liquids? According to Rabbi Talmud Omar, uvashel mevushal. It says a double expression, and you cannot eat it vashel mevushal, cooked and cooked. It could have just said umevushal b'mayim. So from the fact that it says twice, uvashel mevushal, we see from here, mikol makom, in any way, meaning to say you cannot eat the Paschal lamb cooked in water or cooked in fruit juice. My binaya, what's the difference between the first position that says the reason is from a kal v'chomer, from water to fruit juice, versus the second one that states it from vashel mevushal, a double expression. So ikur b'nayo tzli kedar. The difference between them will be if you roast it in a pot, meaning to say it's not roasted over a spit, but it's roasted in a pot, so it ends up cooking in its own juice. So according to the first approach, well, then it's cooking in its own juice, so it's giving back the flavor from the meat itself, so it should be permitted. Whereas according to Rebbe, who says vashel mevushal, from double expression of cooked, there's no way in which it's going to be permitted, and so therefore this is also going to be prohibited. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, unlike Rabbi, who says Bashal Mavushal means it's prohibited even if you cook the Paschal lamb in its own juices, but according to the Rabbanan, who don't derive it that way, what do they do with the verse? Hi Vashel Mavushal my Avdi, what do they do with it? Gemara says me, by the way, look at the Tanya. They use it in the manner consistent with the following brisa, which, what does the brisa say? Bishlo v'achar kach tzila'o. Let's say you cooked a Paschal lamb and then you roasted it. Osha tzila'o v'achar kach bishlo, or you roast it and then you cook it. Chayav, you're going to be liable for eating it in a cooked manner. Meaning to say, even if you cook it and then roast it, or you roast it and then cooked it, in either way, you're going to be liable. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, Bishlo v'achar kach tzila'o chayav. I understand if you cook it and then roast it, you're liable. Because you've cooked it initially. And so therefore, the fact that you roast it afterwards does not take it out of the manner that you cooked it to begin with. El tzila'o v'achar kach bishlo, but if you roasted it and then cooked it, you've already roasted it. And so therefore, the cooking afterwards should not nullify the fact that it's already roasted. Amai, why are you going to be liable for eating it if you've already roasted it? So Amar Rav Kahana, Hamani, this position that says that you're going to be liable for cooking it after you roast it, that's the position of Rabbi Yossi. Titania, we have a brisa that says, Yotzin birakik sharoi. You're allowed to fulfill your obligation of eating matzah with a piece of wafer, bread that was soaked in water after it was baked. Umavushal shalmi nimuach. And also you can fulfill your obligation with matzah that was cooked as long as it doesn't completely melt, because it's still going to be called bread. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi says, yotz in birakikin asharoi. You can fulfill your obligation with matzah that was soaked in water, but not with matzah that was cooked, even though it doesn't melt away, because the cooking nullifies the initial taste of it that it has. And we see from here that according to Rabbi Yosi, that something that was baked and afterwards cooked is still considered cooked. And so therefore, Paschal lamb that was cooked and afterwards roasted is going to be prohibited to be eaten. So that's what the Gemara says. But going back to this idea, what's the problem if it was cooked and then roasted, or roasted and then cooked? So here we see, we turn to the Hasidic masters, and the Hasidic masters say as follows, that we need something, we need to be tocho kabaro, we need to have the inside like the outside. If something was cooked and then roasted, you're not going to necessarily be able to tell that it was cooked. And it was roasted and then cooked, you won't necessarily be able to tell that it was roasted. And when it comes to redemption, we need a person to be consistent, both on the inside and the outside. They need to be the same in our service of Hashem.